from Shrooms to Skyrim with Adam and Hiro.
This is episode 174 from Shrooms to Skyrim with Matthew and Hiram featuring Sean and Kolos. The show neither by Shrooms nor by Skyrim. Those are just the motherfucking parameters. Now, here's the word on our sponsors.
God damn it.
This episode is brought to you by Sandbar, Coconut Grove, 3064 Grand Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33133, Home of the Fish Taco, Happy Hour, Monday to Friday, 3 to 7, Taco Tuesdays, Tacos Half Off, Sandbar, Coconut Grove. This episode also brought to you by The Last Carrot at 3133 Grand Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33133. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Family owned since 1975, your go-to place for fresh, wholesome eats. The Last Carrot.
Yo, we gotta get Lost City and Sandbar
together,
right? Didn't we talk about that?
That's no idea, bro.
With Brett. What's that noise? Sounds like water.
One day, your skull will be as empty as a conch shell on a fence post, full of wind and gentle quiet. Today, it's a cauldron of ghosts, flesh and electricity, water and memory, a machine that makes reality. Now, here, your skull is the garden where fact flowers into meaning. Yo, we got more of Carlos's family up in this bitch. Motherfucking Danny from Lost City Brewing.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, bro?
Getting la lucha?
Yeah, it's my cousin Danny. I had to wait for someone else to invite him onto the podcast before I did.
Other cousin's like, hey, he says he'd never come on because he'd never want to come over. It's like, that's bullshit. He never calls me.
Yeah. I just figured he was busy with, running a brewery and brewing beer and living,
living
pretty far.
And wrangling grain.
Yeah.
Wrangling a fuck ton of grain.
Yo, yeah. Let me tell you, I see Joey Trax once a week, every week. And every week he's like, yo, tell Gabby he's a fucking piece of shit. Danny said that he never asked him to come on the pod.
It's true.
But yeah, I knew I was going to get shit for it.
And, of course. And so then Carlos tells me, he's like, you know what? You asked Danny to come on the pod, and then they're going to come and talk even more shit about it. He says, I'm not even going to ask him after this. You got to be the one to invite him. You set it up.
Yeah, I was like, I just wanted to trigger people and just be like, I know he's going to be upset because I didn't invite him.
I don't care. I'm here.
Yeah. I was just instigating though. Man, what a bad cousin. I was waiting for you and Joy to be here and be like, bro, I had to invite you before your cousin entered as a podcaster.
You guys aren't even related. You guys are related through marriage.
How many times have I spoken about Lost City on this podcast?
I see you wear the hat,
dude,
all the time.
You talk about Lost City every day, dude. The second I get in your car, you're like, bro, fucking, here's that new Lost City IPA, dog.
Yeah, I start drinking and driving.
It's a really well-made hat.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is like...
I have to.
The nicest hat that I own.
God damn, like then.
They're nice builds. No, they're not like just some like.
We'll send a thank you card to the little 12-year-old Chinese kid to put together.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ting Ting.
Well, he's 13 now because I think he got a year ago.
We'll send him like a PS3 or something.
I don't know if the suicide nets hold up.
We'll send him that Xbox that you got $100 for. Yeah.
No, it's a really good fit, and the fucking the embroidery fucking pops. It's a high quality garment.
Is that on?
Yeah.
It's
on camera over here. This is a show on y'all's monitor.
Yeah. So, can you tell us a little bit about Lost City? something a little bit about like the brand and a little bit about who Lost City is and what you guys do?
Sure.
And I want to know why the name Lost City and
because I know where we are.
Atlantis?
I think so. I think I know where we are.
So before ever actually getting into beer, I was studying anthropology. Spent a couple years in Spain working on an archaeological dig.
Mm.
And then came back here one summer. A buddy of mine had taken the course at FIU on how to brew. He's like, hey, you want to learn how to make beer? Me and a couple of buddies got together. We brewed the batch. We got hooked. I'm like, fuck archaeology. And pretty much the brand just started growing from there. That was back in 2011. Started home brewing then for probably like 3 or 4 years.
Out of the garage.
So this is a dumbass garage. Question, but what is anthropology? I've always just pretended to know what it meant.
Anthropology is like the umbrella term for sociology, archaeology, anthropology. It's pretty much like the study of human culture and history.
Okay.
The different aspects.
Of human civilization.
Pretty much.
Did you always wanted to be like an archaeologist growing up?
Not really. Just seemed like an interesting career path and tested it out for a few years out there in Spain.
I thought you were cooking.
Oh, bro, what the fuck?
You never cooked? You never did food at all, ever?
Bro, I thought you worked at Chili's.
Man, let me tell
you. I worked at Outback, like, right out of high school as a food prep for a few months.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. But let me tell you something. I built a whole career out of food and, like, out of and food
I love
and beverage.
Cooking.
And I used to, at his house, we used to make these sandwiches with Miracle Whip on these, like, on, like, hot dog buns.
Yo, did you just say with Miracle like, Whip?
Yeah, with French cornichons on it.
Yo, that's my fucking sleeper agent activation word.
Like Black Forest ham cornichons.
Yeah, and you know, like, it was like my first fun culinary experience aside from eating the what we always ate with our grandma always cooking for us. You know what I mean?
It was the same shit. It's fucking.
And then my house, it was like fried chicken and macaroni and cheese with ketchup, which was off the chain, by the way.
Who the fuck was cooking that at your house?
Gina. That was what Gina cooked.
But you can't do this to me.
Well, she did like other stuff too, but.
All right, so yeah, keep going. Sorry,
I didn't mean to segue out of that. So what were you saying? So yeah, so brewing out of
we brewed out of the pretty much out of a buddy of ours' house, his garage and backyard for years, trying to figure out if we could actually turn into a viable business.
Was that in Kariba Lakes?
That wasn't Kariba Lakes.
Man, I had a lot of memories in Kariba Lakes.
Yeah, Kariba.
Yo, what to go back. 1 second. What region of Spain were you?
I was in a little town south of the old capital, Valladolid. So it's about an hour and a half north of Madrid, in the middle of Ribera del Duero, that region of wine country. Pretty much, we were just excavating a bunch of Celts that got Romanized. And
yo, I was just.
Go, guys.
I was just learning about that. I didn't know that there was a Celtic influx into parts of Spain. Like
that's wild.
I just recently learned about that.
Celts are everywhere. They didn't get to Ireland until after they were in the rest of Western Europe.
No way.
That was like later.
I also heard that there was like a group that they found before the Celts, like when they did the, I don't know, some type of study.
You heard that on Twitter?
I don't know. It was on YouTube.
The Basque language, they don't have a connection to it.
Even
any of the European languages.
That's an even more reliable story.
No, but it was like I don't know, by NPR or some shit where they found something older than the Celts in Ireland.
There probably was something there.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I get my news from TikTok. It's not even a joke. It's not even a bit.
But these guys are just Celts. Eventually the Romans showed up and like, hey, fight us or die. And then they just kind of.
So what's the vibe? What's the vibe, you know, as far as the brewing style and the kind of product you're going to get out of Lost City? Yeah, it's really good. And I, you know, it's like a fucking, there's such a spectrum, such a broad spectrum of experiences and flavors and, you know, like mouthfeels and aromas. And
this Holy Scribe is very, it's like,
fuck you!
The Holy Scribe is super light.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, I like sweet, but...
It'll catch up on you. It is 8%. It doesn't taste like
Oh, this
it.
Shit's 8%?
That shit's 8%.
Oh, yeah. I gotta play music after this.
That's,
I'll have to.
It's all one type of malt. That's all Pilsen malt from Canada and a little bit of Belgian candy sugar to bump up the alcohol percentage.
The sugar with these creates more
alcohol. We brew a little bit of everything. We try to keep things kind of traditional. Right now, there's 15 different beers on tap.
Nice.
You're looking at the only person in the brewery that actually makes beer.
Mm.
No one else brews?
No, man. It's a one-man show.
So what happened with your buddies?
They run the bar and do sales and marketing.
So
how's that going? Who's the most effective person there? I'm just kidding. You don't have to do that.
What's your sales numbers on Friday night?
No.
Who's the fucking weakest link?
Hey, let me tell you something. I love your regulars. And
put out your torch. You're leaving the island.
Hey, wait. Did I just go out? I just went out.
No, that's your headphones.
Oh, wait. Yeah. All right. So, I'm still here. All right. So what I was saying is I love the culture that you're building there. This like sub Lost City culture, because every time I did go there, and I haven't been there in a while, and he called that out. Every time I do go there, there's regulars there that look puzzled when I'm there. I'm like, this is my cousin's place. I could be here. I could do whatever I want.
You look like a fucking madman. You just pop into the room. You're just like,
ugh. Yeah, yeah.
Cause chaos and walk right back out.
Yeah. So.
Yo, but the food situation over there is banging too.
Yeah, we partnered up with a newer truck recently. We got like an Argentinian truck out back.
La Sala?
Or are they doing like, it's like empanadas, you know, Argentine style pizza,
choripan and shit,
choripan.
They do lomito.
They do lomito.
Yeah,
a Kool-Aid face. Yeah,
bro, lomito with fried eggs. I'm fucking and a nice fucking brew from Lost City. Sold.
Yeah, they do lomito sandwiches, choripans, milanesas.
Dude, Matt, do you know about that chori pong, dog?
He knows about the chori. I don't know if he's ever heard of pong.
The only food item that has resonated with me this whole time is Miracle Whip. I don't know. I don't know anything else that you're talking about.
Fucking chori pong, bro.
You push Miracle Whips?
Mayonnaise color bins. I push. Hey, so I was at Lost City for Carlos's birthday last year.
Great, mm-hmm. Great time.
And the whole facility, the vibe, the food, the ambiance, the motherfucking acoustics, like that's like through and through, like it's a really solid venue.
No,
like,
appreciate
it. Not even being biased here, and I remember what I was drinking from the tap, but that shit was fucking smooth. It wasn't even like I was drinking beer. It was like I was sipping on wine. It was so motherfucking smooth.
He was probably having Audrey.
Yeah.
That was very wine-like. But, yeah, no, I appreciate it. No, that's what we're trying to build out there because there's literally nothing between Wynwood and Fort Lauderdale. The whole area is kind of, like, dead, like, nightlife.
There's, like, certain things, but they're, like, bars that have been around for a really long time, and they're really sketchy. And they're
yeah, like
only
Billy's Pub, too. You get stabbed. And
well, you get a good price drink while you're getting stabbed, you know? You're like, wow, only $6, and you're, like, bleeding out.
It's literally happy hour from 5 to midnight every day.
Yeah, they're like, just come in. We'll probably
5 to midnight
every day.
We open at 5:30.
Oh man, this is going well. Hopefully we can keep it up. Hopefully we can keep it up, guys. Oh wait, whoops. That's wrong
over there. Bro?
Wrong episode. man, yeah. So I think that's really cool, and I like how. You're getting a local spot vibe now, and like you're starting. You have regulars, right? You have people you see all the time.
Damn, you have one George guy named Paul.
You only have one?
No. There's one guy that literally shows up there every day. Every day we call him the governor. The guy's like 75 years old. He's probably gonna die at the bar one day.
What does he get? What does he drink?
What you guys are having? That Holy Scribe. He just drinks like 6 or 7 of those back to back.
And do you hook him up?
No, bro. Fucking full price.
Hey, but we do love him, though. We love the support.
We love
him. Hey,
what he gets a happy hour. He's a loyalty
the
member.
Governor. Hey, we love you, Governor. What's his name?
On the next episode, our guest.
What's
the governor?
Paul Bart.
Hey, yeah, we love you, Paul. And that's super awesome. And thank you for supporting my cousin's my cousin's brewery more than I do, bro.
That guy
that's fucking amazing.
Was born and raised in North Miami. He's going to die in North Miami.
Whatever. Whatever makes him happy, bro. We love you, Paul.
Hey guy's going to die a painful death that's by my hand.
That's a ew for Paul.
That guy has no shame. I've seen that guy so drunk that he's literally pissed himself and is hitting on a group of lesbians.
Oh God, yeah, that's a good group to hit on.
That's a Wednesday for me,
especially when you just piss yourself.
Yeah, you're covered in pheromones.
He doesn't care. He can barely feel his legs. He's supposed to use a walker. He doesn't.
That's the holy scribe, bro. It's giving him powers.
Giving him powers.
Well, I hope we got a big group of. I hope he doesn't subscribe to.
Let's keep shitting on the governor real quick.
No, the governor's amazing.
I'm kidding.
Every time he comes in, he's like, that guy's like falling apart. I love the man.
Yeah.
But every time there's like somebody young, I'm gonna be like,
the American dream.
Paul's only 35. Make sure you put on your sunscreen.
Wow, dude. Yeah, man. What is the SPF I should get on here?
I use sunscreen every single day.
Yeah, you're always very shiny every time I see you.
I put sunscreen to go out at nighttime sometimes.
Every time
you look smooth, bro. You look too smooth. Now that I'm like sitting next to you,
you look like a wax, what is it called? A wax,
like even where there's hair, what is that? Smooth.
A wax statue?
Yeah, a wax statue, wax doll.
No, but like, you don't look the like wax you have museum, pores. Like the wax museum figures,
the mannequin.
Yeah, like a, yeah, dude, he's so shiny when I walk in. I'm like, was he just jerking it before I got here? Like,
bro, buddy, like, could be
like, so red and
the
shiny.
The more shiny is, the more adorable. It's hilarious.
And then he like, and then he's glistening. He just put on like chapstick or something, so his lips are also really shiny. So his and he's and we're you know we're bald, so you know it's like we're a all lot bald. Of a lot of shine going on.
I'm a god. The golden god.
Yeah. I'm bald.
Could illuminate a room.
Fuck.
Just shine the light off
it's
of Matthew.
A state of mind.
Yo, it's funny. All y'all wearing hats, but me.
Because we're all hiding the shame.
So, yeah, I know, right? I love it.
Someone get this guy a hat.
I love it.
No.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut this guy's hair while he's sleeping.
Blame her grandmother's father for
hey,
that.
Hey, you could, because he'd be sleeping at work a lot.
Yeah. My boss was like, my boss today during lunch was like, oh, it looks like the pillow's still on his face, like the marking. when he was sleeping during his lunch break.
Yeah.
He's like, míralo, tiene la
marca de la fuck muela, I want him a lunch break.
Yeah, he's from Chile.
You know, he got that accent down.
Yeah. Míralo. Did that sound Chilean?
It did.
Damn, I don't even know what that sounds like. I just know what he sounds like.
It's just generic South American.
Mira, mira, no, look, mira.
Por eso te digo. Yeah, but delicious beer. So, yeah, man, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
That's fucking sick.
Thanks for Joey Tracks for being the one to set it up.
Yeah.
And not Carlos.
Are you watching X-Men 97?
Of course.
How you feeling?
It's pretty good. I'm surprised that it's as adult as it is being on Disney Plus.
I think it's a.
Well,
I think
Disney Plus already made that distinction where they have adult content on there.
Yeah, they have like that weed show.
Make sure to opt into it.
Yeah.
They have that weed show that Jimmy Kimmel's producing.
But like if you're not on that opt in, does X-Men 97 even show up?
Probably not. I mean, but that's for like the little kid shit. I mean, they got the Deadpool movies on there, for example.
Yeah, they got all the Hulu content.
They got the Daredevil and Punisher and Defender series all on there.
That's true.
I get a little lost in the Shi'ar Empire and fucking.
Well,
I got a little lost, dude. I have to rewatch that last episode,
well,
man.
Like
or I have to rewatch everything.
The Shi'ar Empire that's, and
it's
the,
hard
and
to get
and
through
the
that original
with
cartoon.
The McCrayon Crystal and Gladiator. Is probably more like a bit of a deep cut comic, even though it's central to the X-Men, it's more of a is very comic.
But it's more, isn't it closer
orientated.
To the Celestials? Like,
no, it's really. it's just like the you know the X-Men go on a bunch of space faring adventures, but like
so it all starts at the Dark Phoenix, the Phoenix Saga.
Yeah,
that's when they pop out.
Or they yeah with the Enkron crystal.
Yeah,
and then Charles Xavier got a you know he got a thing going on. But that boy player for real with the Empress and whatnot.
No, but then he told her fuck you, bitch. I gotta get back to my fucking bro. I don't give a fuck. My people need me.
That's crazy. He could do all that shit with his mind, but he still can't walk.
Oh, but how is he walking?
He's got a suit on.
Oh yeah. Well, you leave the suit on.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, why does this guy not do that?
And he must be rocking her world. He can't just like, but how do you know? He's like, oh, it makes your dick work too.
It's because it's Terran dick.
Terran dick?
Yeah.
Oh, Earth dick.
Yeah.
Terran is Earth, yeah. You know, you never had Terran before. They eat you up.
Even when you're invalid, you still got fire dick.
You're lucky I saved you. You know, they would love to taste them some of that Terran, boy.
I was just watching that movie yesterday, deadass.
Yeah, it's really good, man.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 was the first movie I ever saw in shrooms.
God damn.
That was like last year.
And I mine was the tuxedo.
Yeah, for real? On shrooms? Yeah. He's like, Jackie Chan is so fucking cringe sometimes, bro.
That guy kind of disappeared.
Yeah, where'd he go?
No, he did the new Karate Kid with Jaden Smith.
That was fucking 20 years ago.
It's like the towers just fell, bro.
I was a child.
Oh. He hurt his hand. He's still doing this. Oh. Oh. He's still shaking off.
I'm surprised they haven't brought out a new Rush Hour.
Bro, for real. That should have been, yeah. I'm
sure Chris Tucker needs money. You saw the new Blade that's coming out? It's that dude from True Detectives.
That's if it ever comes out. I don't know if that.
Yeah, that's been going through so many
changes.
It looks like it kind
of ended up being like a Flash with the amount of changes.
You didn't like Flash?
Fuck that movie.
Other than you got to see Michael Keaton for
yeah
reprise. Other than that, I think it was.
Yo,
it was pretty bad.
See, yeah, something you. People don't talk about enough is the Flash movie is one of the best Batman movies. There is.
It is. Other than him fighting in daylight. I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Yeah, that was fighting. But like the scene where they're infiltrating the Soviet.
Yo, what
kind of
shit is that? Oh, it's day, so I could just kill somebody and Batman can't come out? Oh, well, talking about Blade?
No, I'm talking about fucking Blade is a daywalker anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're right.
Batman
right.
fights in the shadows.
I'm just trying to
bro.
Make sense of yeah, but maybe that's
when
like
do you ever see him fight in daylight? Ever.
Well, the sand dune can make a shadow or something.
It just looks ridiculous. Like, look at the on my finger on the.
I'm going to fight underneath this table.
I could wear a different suit.
Hey, you guys seen the Deadpool Wolverine
I'm blind.
Trailer?
I haven't seen anything.
God damn.
Yeah, I did watch it. I watched the official trailer today. And I'm really.
Caught a chunk of it.
Yeah, you saw they bring up the multiverse and stuff. Like, this Wolverine failed everyone. And he's like using it against him.
I want to know what they paid him to come back after Logan, because like that guy had a perfect out.
Yeah,
that must have been a fat bag.
Yeah, but I don't to work with Ryan Reynolds.
I mean, I just hope it's fun.
I would do
I don't
it.
Give a fuck. I just wanted to be like wait, fun.
Hey, so Danny, you saw the trailer?
I saw most of it earlier.
All right, let's watch the trailer.
Can you pull it up here?
Oh shit!
I don't hear it.
Welcome anywhere.
You're the best.
Now get the
welcome.
Fuck out of my bar.
Just give me one more drink and then I'll leave.
Hi, Peanut. I'm gonna need you to come with me right now.
Look, lady, I'm not interested.
All right, well, I'm sort of on the tick-tick, so upsy-daisy. Here we go. Oh, whiskey dick of the claws. It's quite common in Wolverines over 40.
You don't want this.
Unless you want to take a deep breath through your fucking forehead, I suggest you reconsider.
That's a good
is
line.
He traveling with Cable?
No.
I don't get it.
I don't think I can afford him.
I'm about to lose everything that I've ever cared about. Not my fucking problem.
Nah,
is that what you
it.
Said when your world went to shit?
You haven't watched Loki?
Yeah.
Come again.
This TVA's Wolverine is let down as entire
oh,
world.
So they involve the TVA. Okay.
Want to talk about what's haunting you, or should we wait for a third act flashback?
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, we gotta watch this on shrooms.
I don't know anything about saving worlds.
Wow, he's in great shape, dude. I mean, yeah.
I watched this trailer and then went to the gym immediately after.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a good session tonight, boy.
You were the X-Man.
Anytime he does one of these scenes, he's gonna fast for 2 days.
Yeah. Wow, it's like everything you want to see.
Fan service, fan service.
Boys are so silly.
This is what I'm talking about. Just like a dream. Big slow motion action sequence. Who knows if you live or die? Let's fucking go!
Let's fucking go.
Ah! Oh my god, so exciting, dude.
That looks fun.
Do some cocaine.
Hey, cocaine is
the one thing that Feige said is off limits.
What about Bolivian marching powder?
They know all the slang terms. They have a list.
Even snowboarding?
Even disco dust.
White girl interrupter?
Even forest bump.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Yes!
Let's fucking go, wow. And then you know what, bro? I'm so excited for all this surprises, bro. There's going to be so many cool little fucking Easter
eggs. That's
going
to be really fun to watch, like, in the theater.
Oh, my God.
Is Brad Pitt going to make another appearance?
All right, so I got...
Did he really have to? I feel like they could have just, like, taken a shot of him. Like,
no, but that was more like a one-off thing for Deadpool 2. But I got a couple things. So, like, most of the Easter eggs I've already been pointed out. So, did you guys see the head of Ant-Man in his giant man form?
Yeah.
So, so you see, what's her name, Cassandra Cain or whatever, who's a Charles Xavier's...
Her name was Cassandra.
Twin sister.
Okay.
Who, you guys, so essentially, that's Charles Xavier's twin that he telepathically sensed her evilness in the womb. And killed her.
The fuck?
And she ended up as a mass of cells in the sewer.
What the fuck?
And yeah, it's like a whole thing. So that's her. That's who the ball
chick is. I can't
is.
See anything.
What do you mean you can't see anything?
We're not looking at anything.
Yeah, we're just talking, bro.
Fucking I thought you were talking.
I can't see anything.
It's like this guy just went blind.
Oh my!
Just, what if he actually went blind?
No, my eyes are closed.
Yo, he said
my
he
eyes.
Was blind.
No, I was. My
the
eyes
prophecy,
were.
The prophecy has come
my
true.
My eyes were closed, and I forgot that
but
I had to open
this
them.
To me.
It's the rapture, fellas.
That edge went too far.
Yeah, I've been edging too much. This is what happens when you edge.
You gotta take the edge
you
off.
You just go blind.
Just go blind.
Symptoms of edging: temporary blindness. Seizures.
Yo, there was a little bit of panic in his voice. He's like, guys, I can't see anything. What are you talking about? I can't see anything.
Wait, you guys can see this?
So I don't know if you caught that shot, but she was his helmet popped open and she was walking out of the skull of Ant-Man in his giganticized form.
I'm guessing that's Hank Pym, not...
So that's... I don't know if you guys remember the old man Logan run. So there was an area in that timeline called Pym Falls where his body was like... They had like a town inside of his body. His corpse.
That's wild.
Obviously, there's the stuff you see.
So it's still the same Logan universe, but like an alternate version of that universe?
So, like, supposedly, like the rumor mill is like there's the premise of like the Secret Wars film coming up is like every universe has like a central hero character, then like the universe's survival is dependent on that character, and this Wolverine failed his specific universe. And whatnot, and presumably this ties into the Doctor Strange situation with the incursions happening, and different universes colliding, and whatnot. You saw the magic portal at the end. Wolverine and Deadpool are jumping through it. Obviously, the TVA plays a heavy factor. There's a big shakeup with that at the end of season 2 of Loki. And they're saying the X-Men 97 looks like it's connecting into it somehow. So it's a lot of...
I really like that. They're fixing everything.
No, I disagree.
Really? I feel like they're trying to figure out the Ms. Marvel situation.
What phase are we in right now?
Five.
Four? Five?
Well, the thing that's upsetting me is everyone's saying, this is going to do better than the woke films that Marvel's been making. And so that I say, everyone that's coming with that kind of opinion is just a fucking a fair weather fan. All right,
like I enjoy the Marvel movies, but they've been losing me lately.
I got a peep peep.
And like this whole thing with calling everything woke right out the gate is getting ridiculous.
Yo, God, thank God that guy left, dude.
Yeah, fuck.
I can't stand him. And his shit.
I don't think it's the woke stuff. I think it's just kept getting hit over the head. I love comic book movies, but it's been just so much of it. And some of it's so, like,
You know, we made an X-Men movie.
See, for me,
I still have it.
It's not even enough. I did, this is shit that I live for. Like, Deadpool Wolverine coming up, like, I prepared my whole life for this. I've seen every single Marvel movie at least five times.
Sometimes you want to meet your heroes, bro. I'm the biggest Ghostbusters fan, and I still haven't seen the new movie.
Oh, yeah, I heard the trailer looked cool, but I heard bad things about that movie.
It's like, sometimes you don't meet your heroes.
Yeah, man.
Living those past memories.
Man, I was, Danny created this, like, fucking past for me that, like, he created this foundation of, like, soul and stuff. Like, certain, like any comedy that's, like, Second City, and it's, like, or if it's any, you know, if it's any comedy, you know, from, like, SNL era, like, the Bill Murray era and shit like that, any kind of comedy out of that, Danny put me onto that. If it was, like, anything remotely connected to, like, the blues or, like, the, like, because of Blues Brothers and shit like that, this guy was super into all that music. So, we're, you know, you're a rich girl. Also, you're like, I remember, it don't matter anyway. I remember, like, no one's listening to that.
On your own man's money.
But he you loved that.
On your own man's money, you're a rich girl. And it gone too far, and it don't matter anyway.
Yeah.
You can rely on your own man's money.
I remember like Napster coming out.
You can't just start that and not finish
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, you can't.
You're a rich girl.
But like, you know, I really appreciate that. And my first musical, like my dad was a musician, but I really got an opportunity to play music because there's, you know, like ever since we moved from Chicago to Miami, it was with Danny, you know? So like,
because it was all around the family. Everybody played an instrument.
No, but you were playing with your band, the Daybreakers.
Yeah, that's because...
No, not Daybreaker. It was
called BHP.
Buster Hyman and the Penetrators?
Yeah, that was the name of the band.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, it's kind of like...
BHP!
In Zootopia, when they're like, yo, you're going to start a howl, because the one wolf howls and everybody got a howl. So I'm still on my thing.
Wow. He's still going on Rich Girl.
And it's going.
Oh God!
But everybody played music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was like so particular. It's like such a niche. You know, it was such a niche. But we also were listening to like Primus too. Dylan was into Primus, so yeah. we jammed to Primus. Mikey was into anything that was like California ska punk or whatever. So
yeah.
Sublime was like, you know, Sublime is still for me is like top 10.
Sublime, it was top slightly five, top stupid.
10 sometimes, yeah. Yeah, slightly stupid and Pepper and
like you were too young to remember, but in Chicago, like the house that you grew and your dad and your mom had. They had a garage out back. Your dad converted it pretty much into a practice space and studio.
Yeah, I remember.
It was massive.
He had a band called Praxis. Like
a little jit.
Yeah.
Fucking sick.
He had a B3. He had a B3 with a
He had an RV in the parking lot that reeked of weed. I just didn't know what that smelled like back then.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what the fuck is the smell? Yeah. It smells like orange cleaner and weed.
I guess it was meant to be. Because now I'm back into that, you know?
Yeah, so
like now that's what I do.
I want to hear from Danny's perspective what it was like growing up with this guy Carlos around.
First of all, nobody calls him Carlos.
Okay, they call him Gabby.
It's Gabby because he's Carlos the Third. His dad's Carlos. My grandfather was Carlos. Everybody just called him Gabby.
We have to start calling you C3.
P.O.
DP.
Well, it's like always Gabby.
DP.
There's even a song. It's like Gabby, Gaveta, Chupame la Teta.
Yeah, no, Chupa de la Teta. Unless you have a teta.
I mean, suck on a tit.
Yeah.
Gabby, Gaveta, Chupa de la Teta.
Your dad came up with that.
Nah, Morris.
Was it Morris?
No, not Morris. D. It was T.
Fucking
Alex. You. All right, so who's T? Tell us about T. I don't know. I'm sure I've told
you. T is an older cousin of ours. That motherfucker.
He made it here windsurfing from Cuba, and it was in the papers.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's in the Miami Herald from 92 or 93.
Wait, but seriously?
Seriously. He was in the Olympic team in Cuba back in the late 80s.
Oh, so, but it wasn't like something where he was fleeing, or was it? Like,
no, he fleed.
Wait, it was a fucking accident?
Yeah.
No, I thought.
I thought, sorry, the current took me.
I thought it was on some like Olympic shit, Red Bull type, Red Bull event.
No, he literally, him and his buddy. What was his name? Dictatorship. What was his friend's name?
It wasn't Red Bull, it was the Red Party.
Bro, this guy went to Roberto.
Goddamn
Roberto.
They both got their windsurfs and literally launched out of Havana. And 3 days later, they're outside of Miami. They got picked up by the Coast Guard. This is before wet foot, dry foot. So he was able to stay as a Asylum.
Yeah.
And 2 years later, you got a pinch for weed and spent 7 years in jail.
Yeah. And now
He makes
windsurfing boards from scratch. The guy is like fiberglass wizard.
That guy lived in the ocean so much that like his hair was bleach blonde from.
Is
the
it
sun.
Alex Morales?
Yeah, Alexander Morales.
Alex Morales. Yeah, that's D. We're very proud of him. He's from Cuba.
Wow, that's so fucking insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a Morales. That's a Morales. Yeah,
like the thing with the Morales is on this side of the family is like if you make it to 35 and you're not nuts, you're probably gonna go nuts in 10 years. Everybody's just fucking nuts.
Yeah, I'm getting crazier, but I'm really leaning into it now.
he's been crazy since he's a little kid.
I'm leaning into it now. Now I'm just like, you know what? I don't feel guilty anymore.
He's just always chaotic.
Yeah. You know,
Gary's always been chaotic.
Yeah. I don't have that perspective, dude. I can't even like.
I feel like his disposition is chaotic good.
Yeah. No, he's always been a good kid. He's just chaotic. He's always just like, a lo loco.
Carlos, we're going to have your entire family on this podcast. Yeah.
But this is really just an intervention of pieces.
Your craziness. You're just really crazy. Can you stop being so crazy? We're concerned with your craziness.
We'll bring back our dead grandma.
Yeah. Ay, tita. Nachita.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just lost her. R.I.P. Nachita.
R.I.P.
She
But for what, bro? You're 90-something. What else do you want?
Give
it a rest.
Yeah.
That was life. There's nothing unique about that.
That's right. It's about time.
There's nothing unique about that shit. It's just the hour at which it happens.
Yeah. You know, it was really sad. It would have made it better if she was loaded, but she was just sad. So it was just sadness. Mm. You know? It would have been like, oh, she died, but here's some money. But we didn't get any of that. I think I actually accumulated debt from my grandmother's death, to be honest with you. Because
how'd they hook you?
What happened was your mom started a credit card under my name to pay off something for Tita. So
you're fucking go ahead, bingo. What's wrong with you?
It's getting personal over here.
Yeah.
Hey, can I hit that bait?
Nah.
Heard. What's happening? It's the memes of the week.
I get me on me with the week. Watch me tweak, and I like to fucking
it's
watch a verse walk with this beak. And I'm gonna fucking do you on the fucking street. It's like you coming down from Miami Beach, and I'm a leech. I let you teach, and then I let you preach the fucking mission. Listen, you know what it's like when I be kissing my mom. Yeah, I'm fucking chilling. Memes of the week. Memes of the week. Memes of the week.
Damn, your name's not even on the podcast.
And Hiram's not even on the podcast anymore.
I hate Hiram so much. I was gonna take jabs at Sean today, but I was like, you know what? I don't want to hate two people. I just only want to hate Hiram.
No, their names are there. It's in white, so it's underneath. You can't see it.
Does it make you feel better?
From Shrooms to Skyrim.
Then you specifically picked one.
Between Sean and Carlos.
God, that gets me hard.
All right.
So hard.
I have band practice.
Oh, you're edging anyway. So.
Yeah.
Good. Fuck.
All right.
I'm loaded. Shoot those ropes. Bro. I'm loaded.
I got to shoot ropes, yeah. Actually, I have an ingrown
hair.
Bro,
my balls
so I can't
haven't been this
it.
Heavy in so long.
Oh, no. Your logo, what's that say? Your logo will sure look good here. How'd that get there?
What did it say? Oh, boy, your logo would sure look good here, sponsoring the segment. What do you think the spot would be like? Oh, Lost City Brewing Company, get your local great awesome.
What are your buy-ins? We'll talk off camera.
Yeah.
Putting me on blast.
Yeah, you want to start us off, Danny?
Olive oil and gourmet jelly beans for dinner again? Because what? Sorry.
Fuck. Wait, the Morales can't read.
We're all a little dyslexic.
We're sex lexic.
Yeah.
I like how he said what the fuck at reading. He was like, what the fuck? Wait, what the fuck?
How do you do this?
Olive oil and gourmet jelly beans for dinner again because I buy all my groceries at TJ Maxx.
Nice,
man. I thought you were an anthropologist.
Hey, bro. That's why I dropped out.
Jesus Christ, Matt.
It's been like 12 years.
Matt?
Tried to impress a vegan girl by not washing my dick for 3 years until little mushrooms grew down there. I had the intention of serving them to her as a meal, but I developed a telepathic hive mind parasitic relationship with the shrooms.
A lot of smegma.
Yeah. Schmegma.
Don't you hate when that happens, dude?
Oh, what?
When
what
you develop a hive mind parasitic relationship with the shrooms on your dick?
That just showed up on a TikTok recently.
Some I guy just was like the intention of serving them to her as a meal.
Is that aphrodisiac?
They're smegic mushrooms.
Oh, God.
Smegic mushrooms.
Carlos.
Sean.
Bitches got on a crop top, no bra, and nipple piercings, then ask if they could say hi to your parents. Just go to my room, whore.
That's so bad, dude.
That's so good. That's so good.
The only prank that would get me back is if you pooped and didn't wipe and sent me a pic of your booty. Oh, no, I shouldn't have told you. Now you know how to prank me. Please, please, don't prank me back. I must remain the king. I want to see the poop. Danny?
Hold on. I'm going to do a read-through before
I start. Good thing you're dead, because this one's a, what are you doing?
Fixing typos in your text is for cowards. I'll mention someone, what are you doing, Junior? And that's them to figure out what I just said.
Time shit. How would you explain Bitcoin in 30 seconds to your girlfriend? Imagine if keeping your car idling 24/7 produced solved Sudokus you could trade for heroin. Is that accurate, Sean?
Yeah. Oh, because it's on the dark web. I got it.
New movie idea. Small town farm boy goes to the big city and falls in love with a hotshot lawyer woman who convinces him to move into the city and start hating Christmas.
Something original. Flip the script.
Anti-Hallmark movie.
Just a reminder that most of H.P. Lovecraft's stories are set in a near Massachusetts. Therefore, you should be giving all of the characters Bostonian accents. Oh my! Oh God! it's
an Eldritch. How from behind the stars?
Never go full retard.
Yeah, it's like he went full.
Oh
Matt
my
Damon.
God! It's Eldritch. Horror from
never
from Boyan the stars.
So never go full Matt Damon.
So you can do a Chilean, but not a.
Oh my God! It's an Eldritch. Pharaoh from the behind the stars. Is that weird? Do I say that?
It's fucking.
Oh my God!
Super smooth.
It's an Eldritch. You sound like Kennedy from the Bay End. From the Bay End, the stars,
yeah, stars,
stars.
I'm not good at anything.
Masturbation's a form of witchcraft. Okay, call me the Gizzard of Oz.
Nice, dude.
The Edge Lord.
I think these. I'm really enjoying these memes.
I'm gonna be real with you. I do not understand ice dispensers in hotels. I have never needed ice in a hotel. Why is it so important for there to be ice in a hotel? Why are ice dispensers mentioned in hotel reviews? What are people doing with ice in a hotel? Am I losing my mind?
I feel like I've always used ice in hotels.
Yeah. It's because there's no refrigerator.
Do you not use ice in hotels?
I've never used ice in a hotel in my life.
Why? It's there. Use it.
Then you're not exactly, bro.
Waste the bag.
They give you the fucking trash can with the that's like an extra trash can, right, for it? Or am I just using?
Well, if you don't have if you don't have a fridge, you chill the stuff in the little bucket.
Yeah.
For me, it's just for alcohol.
Yeah, you got to keep that fucking rosé on ice.
Yeah. Well, he drinks Steel Reserve.
You could buy that with Monopoly money.
We were doinked in the Kurger Bing parking lot.
Wait. You guys should get the guitar out for this. Let's fucking do it justice.
It's too much to coordinate. We were doinked in the Kurger Bing parking lot.
I could do it. Can you sing it? Really? I could do it. Here, pass me the guitar. I could do like a. a little chord progression. We were doing to the Burger King parking lot.
I said that. We were donged in the Burger King parking lot. I gotta do it again. We were donged in the Burger King parking lot. I said that I had to shit. You said you did too. We blessed it out of our ass just like an astronaut. Flying through space, pee pee poo poo.
Pay, pay, poo, poo. Pay, pay, poo, poo.
Pickles and onions. Taylor queefed.
By an hour at Walmart.
Thanks for the assistance. Thanks.
An appropriation appears in your an apparition appears in your room alongside a more successful looking doppelganger of yourself. Apparition. And this is what you would be, doppelganger. Oh my god, spare me these twisted visions, Spectre. I've learned my lesson. Both vanish. You. Hey, what the fuck? Did I act it out?
Yeah, you did the thing.
This is his fucked up memes it that he thinks are going to land really well.
It feels really close to home.
Yeah, where's Niplo, dog?
Yeah, I need more Niplo memes.
Don't worry, I got some.
he saves it to the end, though.
Yo, it's called edging, dude. It's called edging. You of all people should understand the concept of edging.
Not with memes, bro. I go full on busting with memes.
Oh, dude, just keep busting.
I'm busting on a good
meme. I'm just kidding. No diddy.
No diddy.
You don't want to get diddled by the diddler.
All right, me as a knight. Me. Squire. Young squire. Wait. Squire. Young squire. Do you have time? Do you have the time?
Sir, by the judge of the sun, it is 3 p.m.
Wrong, squire. It is. Shutting visor. Night time. Gotcha, bitch. Yes. Raggy, these Red Bulls ain't shit. The only monster we encounter is the greed of man.
Wow, Scoob. Like, what an astute observation, man.
Watching Shogun with subtitles. Watching Shogun with subtitles off, so I can feel like just as much of an outsider as the white guy. He is learning Japanese. He is learning Japanese way faster than me.
Japanese people echo.
He's learning Japanese.
He's learning Japanese way faster than me.
Yo, you've been watching Shogun.
That's just good.
What?
That's just good.
He takes you, tug it to it.
I think the series finale is today.
Really?
Yeah.
It was. I got lost by like the sixth episode. I took it. Into it. Yeah. Oh my god.
Fuck yeah, man.
That's literally my sleep paralysis.
Channing DeVito.
Whores. Channing DeVito, bro.
Let's just stare at this for a while.
Yeah. I really
just bask in his glow.
Just live with it.
I could imagine. I just came in blasting.
Are you searching for memes right now?
it's like, fuck it.
You think it, what if computers were beautiful?
Toasters.
But aren't you supposed to read the bottom first?
Yeah, sorry. I'm an idiot. Fuck me.
What if computers were beautiful? What if toasters could feel the entire range of complex human emotion? What if Roombas could smoke cigarettes?
The bread bowl was such an ingenious invention. Like, hey, fatty, you can eat the bowl.
Oh my god! Yeah, you guys saw that. I'm a piece of shit post on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Yo, y'all better be using that audio for whatever you feel guilty about doing. All right, I love you guys. Like and subscribe.
On a date at a fancy restaurant.
Oh god, no
getting
cap.
Our meals, which have a bit of corn in them, leaning over and smirking in my inimitable devil may care fashion, saying, I suppose that will be making a rare appearance in our stew later, my dear.
You're fucking weird.
With this I suppose that will be making a rare appearance in our stew later, my dear.
Sorry. Doing the Yakuza.
Finally, a job I'm qualified for. Job alert. The Yakuza are looking for new gang members. Please apply if you're a chill person with no drama who is cool to have a beer with. Your musical influence includes Deftones, Tool, early Nine Inch Nails, etc. And you are down to do crimes in Japan. Yo, what's up with his nipples, though?
Dude? Hi.
Looks like a face.
The Rising Suns.
His body looks like a face.
The Rising Suns.
I've been told that as a white man, can't go Latina mode.
I've been told that I, as a white man, damn, bro, they're rubbing off on you.
Yeah. But Matthew can't.
They both say yeah.
Matthew can't go into Ebonics mode.
But I can't go Latina mode?
No, absolutely not. Mm. You haven't earned your stripes yet.
Disappointing. The power of dyslexia compels you.
Do celebrities get diarrhea? Can't imagine Zendaya experiencing what I'm going through right now because she doesn't eat anything.
Yeah, that chick is a stick.
Yeah, but Charlie Man the God is pretty skinny too, right?
Boy does his eyebrows.
What's his name?
Pleasuring yourself with a vape? Try masturbation instead. Masturbation alone or with a friend is a great, safe alternative to vaping.
What's in a vape?
It's targeted at you guys.
Apparently an edge.
That's both my vices. That's both my vices in one.
So every time you want to fucking vape, just go jerk off wherever you are.
Yes.
Me. Is the natural state of the soul quiet or chaos? Talk about cashier. Look, buddy, it's transient. Shifting like water. Whoever invented toilet paper that turns red to show you're done needs a raise for real.
Yo, the color change technology is...
Bro, really? In my mind, I'm like, wait, there's toilet paper that turns red to indicate?
No, it means you're making yourself bleed.
No, I know.
Okay, just making sure.
How dare you make me bleed my blood?
Last night, I told a customer he looked like, quote unquote, if Pete Davidson drank water, and then asked him if he gets that a lot, and he was like, quote unquote, obviously no one has ever said that to me in my life. What?
No.
No.
It's like an anti-joke.
Yeah, it's an anti-joke. I hate you. Folks who don't give you a recipe because it's a family secret are very odd. First of all, it's not like your family is living off these cinnamon rolls. And secondly, you've told me you cheat on your wife before. So, like, is it fucking clove or not?
Did I redeem myself?
Fuck! Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Thanks.
I better get another Channy one.
I got you.
Have you heard of the ancient Greek hero Bafades? He was a lot like Achilles. He had just one weakness, except instead of his heel, it was his groin. You may have heard of Achilles' heel, but have you heard of Bafades' nuts?
Bafades.
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 I never knew you could lose respect through reading this.
Goddamn.
Besides being an
that
idiot.
That was so good when you said Bafades. Like, you gave it a legitimate pronunciation. I was like, yo, he doesn't see it coming. Yeah. This is great.
I play a lot of God of War, so like.
Yo, you see how my cousin proofread it before he actually went through it?
That was like a pretty good pronunciation.
Yeah. Learning about O.J. Simpson was the first time. Are you serious? Jesus Christ. 143 yards per game?
Wait until he finds about Naked Gun.
Yeah, man. Wow,
Kobe T.
That's so good, dude.
I got you, dog.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that. You did such a good job. Kathy Griffin looks like Preach. Kathy Griffin looks like Preach Giant Macaulay Culkin, dude. Oh my god, that's so funny. I thought that, but if you told me that was actually Macaulay Culkin, I would totally believe
right?
it.
Right?
Yeah, black girls say daddy, and Mexican girls say papi. What the fuck would white girls say?
Punch me harder, Kyle.
If a person went to Harvard and is currently doing keto, which do you think they mentioned first? How intense would the battle be inside of them?
Yeah, I'm on keto.
I smell like fucking rust.
Transgender pussy low key fire because that shit custom built. I'm probably got heated leather interior.
That face.
Easy reimpostured this pussy. Yo, that's the scene from isn't that the fish that says, "Oh, brother"?
Yeah.
This guy stinks.
More like, "Oh, brother, where art thou, cock? Nice, it's dude. Gone."
Thanks, bro.
This is Sean's POV at work.
Pooping all by yourself, beautiful.
That's not how it's pooping all by yourself, beautiful.
No, Sean's was a better Bobby.
Pooping all by yourself, you know. Yeah, I can't do Bobby.
Pooping all by yourself,
Bobby's like, I can't do Bobby.
Pooping all by yourself, beautiful.
I can do I can do Hank pooping all by yourself.
I'm sorry,
beautiful.
Dad.
Coughing up blood. That's weird. I don't remember eating this much blood.
What else?
Someone said this is how Kamala walks around with Joe Biden in the White House. Someone said this is why you never see him making speeches.
I mean, good for him though, dude.
Somebody was on a mission.
Not like that bad.
Memes are the fastest form of communication. The sun could go supernova today, and in the 8 minutes it would take the light to reach us, I'd see a picture of the Teletubby sun baby that someone captioned, "Billions must cry."
Dude, let me tell you something, man. All my equipment's malfunctioning right now.
Yo, it's just your headphones. It's the aux cable. You just gotta take it out and put it back in.
You know, it's like the old school where you gotta like twist it a little bit.
I'll just stay like this so that microphone doesn't move. Yay. Oh.
I was gonna say that's where your name's at.
Yay, it's the end. It's finally over. Thank God. Now everyone say how much fun they had and how great it was. Were we supposed to say that?
Was this PowerPoint or Google Slide?
PowerPoint. Oh, I did include this today last minute. I just saw it. I just screenshot this on Instagram. Yo, 50 Cent is one of the best follows that you can follow.
Oh, for sure, bro. You don't even need to follow the news.
He tweeted this, Megan Thee Stallion accused of harassment by cameraman who said he was forced to watch her have sex. Blah, blah, blah. Foreign country while she had sex with a woman. And 50 Cent said, it's the part about my court that got me. He said, this cameraman and the lawyer who made this claim should be punched in the head. I'm sorry, two women start making now, I'm not offended. He said, this case is thrown out of my court.
Emilio Garcia.
Damn, yeah, I mean, that shit.
I mean, that shit just sucks, you know, but she seems nice. She drank the punch, you know what I mean? She definitely got diddied, so you gotta, yeah. You know, you gotta give it to her.
Man, Carlos has been on a diddy roll today.
Dude, I'm having diddy nightmares.
I'm seriously scared
of diddy. Yeah, dude.
Did he do it?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, at this point, we can't be scared about diddy. We gotta think about all the mysterious diddies out there.
Yeah,
in that industry.
That's what I'm saying. They come in all shapes and sizes.
There hasn't been any stories about Diddy and Biggie, though. Like, did anything happen there?
I don't know. No, because he always kept one eye on him.
Yeah, I saw that meme.
Because nobody knew where the other one was.
He was like this. He was like, always
but that eye was pointed directly at him.
It's like that. This is Diddy walking around the room.
Diddy.
All right, yeah, so everything was great. It was great to have you on the podcast, man. We definitely want to do this again and reschedule. Bring more beer. Hopefully you bring more beer. No, we had a great time. We needed this, man. And it's always great to have on great guests like you. You're also family. I love you very much. I really appreciate you making time and coming out here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Don't open fucking credit cards for my mom again, bro.
Yeah, nah, I never did that. That was a joke. I was trying to hit you where it hurt.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
I'm gonna come over to the Lost City and get some goddamn fucking. Wait, you guys got food too, right?
Yeah, we got food on site. We got events most of the week.
Like on site.
You guys have live music?
This Friday we do. We have a band called Off Orbit playing. They're pretty good.
Yeah, wait, Lost City's.
I'm gonna play drums at Eric Charles there very soon. I'll do my own audio. It's all good.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's the air's right across the street.
That's yeah, what that's what it is. Every time I pass it, yeah.
He stops by here once in a while to go use my bathroom in the middle of the day.
I really want you to just give me beer, but I just go like, oh no, it's too early. It's too early. But in the back of my mind, beer.
No, you don't. Yeah,
it's better than crack rock you come smoking.
You fucking crackhead. I'm kidding. I love you.
Yay, which of Carlos's family member are we going to get next?
Let's see if he gets his brother on.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I told Randy.
Yo.
And no, not that one. The other one.
Dylan? No,
Yo, me and Carlos have to switch complete personas for a day, by the way.
Are you going to shave your head?
No, I'll just get a bald cap.
Dude, I would crush it.
I'm going to get a bald cap, and we're going to get him the closest
way.
Oh,
wait. We had his wife's been here, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I bring
Juice has been on?
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep I'm just trying to keep it interesting. And I just
at this point, we need your entire family.
Yeah.
Get everybody on here.
My dad.
Bro, your dad would be a trip.
My dad's great. Yeah.
Your dad would be hilarious.
He'd probably get canceled from all the racist shit.
I was talking to his dad at his birthday, and his dad's like, yeah, fuck this guy. I don't want to talk to him at all, basically.
Talking about you?
Yeah.
His dad's just like old Cuban Bill Murray.
I was like talking his ear off, and he's like just looking in every other direction, like, okay, get me away from this kid, bro.
Yeah, I don't do that to you.
Huh?
I don't do that to you.
I think, yeah, you do. Yeah, definitely.
That's where I got it from. That's how you treated me my whole entire life.
From shrooms to Skyrim. From shrooms to Skyrim. From
Skyrim
to Skyrim. From shrooms to Skyrim.
Big man, cake man.